Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Direction for Truth show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. I have taken your suggestion and taken some of these herbs, and I took this stuff called rhodiola, and I am almost high with this idea that I am all that I want to be. That's wonderful stuff. Where can people get it?
Well, rhodiola is an herb that I do. I actually have quite a fondness for rhodiola. I think it's a great herb. It's a tonic, long-term beneficial effect, but it's also cooling or, calming to the system. And you could get it from any, you could go to an Amazon. Wow, what was that? Church bell.
Whoa. I don't know how to turn that up. That's over here, and it is a clock that was counting down the time.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay, I thought we tapped into England or listening to Big Ben. So rhodiola, it depends upon how you want to take it. It's available as an extract, meaning a tincture, which you could just, if you wanted to do sort of a quick and dirty, you could take the tincture, and if you don't like the flavor of the alcohol, you could just put a dropper full in the bottom of a mug and add hot water to it. You'd be drinking rhodiola tea. That's kind of a nice portable form. Or if you prefer capsules, you can get rhodiola in a capsule form. And you can make tea out of it. It has a sort of a, almost a sassafras kind of rooty flavor to it. You know, kind of a, not a lot of rich flavor, but it's, I take rhodiola regularly. I like it a lot. It's very good. Calming.
It's very calming, very peaceful, very mentally energizing for me. I've never had it before. But it just brings about such an emotional peace and grace of being alive. And we're going to talk about that a bit this evening. We're going to talk about the idea that everybody has a sound. So we need to tell people that we are simultaneously broadcasting at Blog Talk Radio, the audio portion of what we're doing. We're going to be doing quite a bit with the video portion this evening. We are going to answer some mail and some questions. We're going to talk about the energy body and how to tap into it and to tap into your secret self. So the pictures and the video we'll be doing is over here at WebEx, and people can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go to a radio, and we are doing Direction for Truth. And the idea today is for you to find your own direction for truth. Do you have
also on that same page, also at that same page is the link on the right-hand side of that Direction for Truth page today. There's the link there for joining Sherry at the WebEx feed where she manages the visuals, shows you screens, and if it does voice captures, you get to see that in real time. And also there's an active chat there. And also a little lower on that page is the link to get you to the Blog Talk Radio page and or call in at the 347-850-1407 number for my preferred audio. That's not a website. That's just my preference for the audio feed.
Oh, okay. It is way better on Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we blank out here. Sometimes people lose their audio. If they do, they can go up to their border at the top, their menu bar, and hit audio and come in and out. We are getting so much attention. It is absolutely incredible. We've had the government talking to us about buying pieces of the company, and a national company that you would recognize in a minute that makes musical instruments that wants to help us do research, so that it's kind of a great day all the way around. But we do have a couple of announcements. One is from Australia, and they have taken, the government has taken the attitude that you either get your shots or you're not getting any support for the government, no aid to dependent children. I think that is atrocious, and they ought to just burn down the government. Ooh, I might go to jail for that.
Ooh, that's a tricky one. In your opinion, I think, or something. There's a phrase.
In my opinion.
Yeah, there
that
we go.
That makes me so stomping mad. And especially when they know there's going to be reactions. They absolutely know it. And they're doing it anyway. So you have to choose between poisoning your child or having them starve to death. Which way do you want them to die?
Yikes.
I go back to this thing that we're going to look back on these vaccines as sacrificing virgins for a good crop. It's just absolutely incredible what they're trying to force and what's going on. So that's one announcement that is ugly, but we have another one that's kind of ugly. This just came to me that Newsweek is closing its doors. And they did an article on Obama, and they say, telling it like it is. Finally, Matt Patterson in the Newsweek speaks out about Obama. This is timely and tough. As many of you know, Newsweek has a reputation for being extremely liberal. The fact that their editor saw fit to print the following article about Obama and the one that appears in the latest Newsweek makes this a truly amazing event and a news story in itself. At last, the truth about our president and his agenda and starting to trickle through the protective wall built around him by the liberal media. This is an absolutely fascinating article. We don't have time to go through all of it. I will put the link in the chat for everyone. George is saying the Australian government took all their guns away, so the citizens just have to take it. You know, I always thought Australians were tough like Americans used to be, and they weren't going to put up with any trash. But there it is. They are putting up with it. Any other announcements that you have?
I did have, as we were talking backstage, I don't have a piece on this. This is more of a mini editorial having to do with this recent voting caucus setting up and all that kind of thing with Bush dropping out. How I find it to be, I'm silent for a moment while I'm finding a word that I can use on air, appalling at the idea that Bush's campaign spent about $100 million. And when I think about how many things, you know, yes, it's their right to do that. Yes, it's, you know, they can choose to do whatever they want with that money. But if you think of just like if each one of them had just given $1 million to each school district in their states, or if they had given it to feeding kids in school, or if they'd done anything with it, I just find it so, like, disgusting at the, you know, rich just pushing their agenda and still like, oh, well, we lost $100 million. Oh, well, we'll just go make more. It's not so much, it's not an anti-rich thing. It's just there are so many things that could have been helped by that massive amount of money versus trying to get some figurehead up there that you want to get voted for. And it's like, oh, he's out. I don't know. I don't really have a conclusion there.
You're paying for the favors. We're looking at that lobbyist kind of thing. Help him get elected, and then I'll ask for favors. I would like to see somebody that's not in the government win this election, but they need to have some sense. There's some things going on that is just crazy. Things we'd like to see, but at the same time, things that are like impossible. For instance, Bernie Sanders. Everybody gets to go to school for free, even college, and we're going to make all the rich people pay for it. Bernie's asking to get slapped down, or worse than that. I mean, it's a good idea. California tried it for a long time, free college, at least community college, and they went absolutely broke. We are already broke. Should we put a, well, let's not talk about putting a lid on politics, but there's some crazy things going on, and it's getting disgusting, so that I am not even interested anymore. I love your attitude about this, Richard, that the money needs to go for something solid, not
it's
a commercial.
Just, it's just amazing, yeah, that it's just, you know, I, like I say, I don't have an intelligent or really articulate response on it. I just find it really, in, you know, like Flint, Michigan is still, they're drinking bad water because, you know, there are bureaucrats there that should be hung up by their shirt hairs. It's just amazing that, you know, and again, it's not an anti-rich thing. It's just a, really, you know, with all that that could do or all that could happen that could be a benefit to other people, it's just stunning. It makes me, you know, happy to see people like, you know, Zuckerberg from Facebook. Now, the money hasn't been distributed, but, you know, he set $54 billion aside in a trust to be distributed, you know, down through the years to things they choose to send it to. And I'm not saying everybody has to do that. It's just that there are people who are doing it, or even Bill Gates, not that I'm advocating for what he's doing. But, I mean, they make a decision to, like, want to make change in the world. Now, that may be a misdirected change, but at least they're trying. They're thinking they're doing something else other than just buying a politician. All right, I'm off my soapbox.
Well, we need to get back to other soapboxes, and this is sort of political. One of the things that people ask, and we get a lot of mail, they wanted to know what the active ingredient is in Prevagen, because they are getting tons of mail about it. Buy it. They're getting information every day about buy this Prevagen, it makes you smarter. And they wanted to know the active ingredient and what its frequency was. So APOAEGURIN. It looks like Apoa Equorin. And it is a G. It is a sharp G. It deals with neurotransmitters. It also deals with the parathyroid hormone, for those of you who are practitioners. And they ask, can we duplicate Prevagen? Well, we haven't tested it, but we've been able to duplicate other medications and what's going on with them, some of the natural enkephalins to get rid of pain and to get people hot. So I don't know why we can't do that one. Do you get this Prevagen advertisements all the time?
I think I see it, but I don't pay attention to it. So it's not on my radar to watch.
Well, if you get yourself all the off the list, you get four more. So I think they sell off the list lists. So it's getting to be crazy. The other thing that was requested is something about Alzheimer's. And the request was, how can you see Alzheimer's in somebody's vocal print? And since we give away a lot of free classes, and you can go download some of this material from our website, thesoundhealthoptions.com, under downloads and bonus, and there's software there for Alzheimer's right now, or maybe it's cholesterol, I think it's Alzheimer's, but there's another one for radiation. And people are downloading that and calling back in and saying, you know, we know Reagan had Alzheimer's. What did that look like? So I thought I would show you some of the charts that will indicate Alzheimer's as you are doing your work and sending in all the data for us to the research center. So this is Reagan in 1964. Now, it wasn't announced till years later that he had Alzheimer's. But you can see this great lump. Here's a straight across gray grid. And then this great big lump. Now, this lump indicates architecturally that there is inflammation. And we also put it out very recently that Robin Williams had Lewy proteins that are associated with Alzheimer's. And this is what his graph looks like. and you can see that beginning of the link, but you can also see all of this shooting up little trauma spikes. That's Lewy proteins, which means there's garbage in his brain, and he's not getting rid of it. And his was because his GABA receptors were closed. But you can see the same arch. Only this time it's a long-term big arch. Yes, that means you're heading for Alzheimer's, at least bioacoustically speaking. We do a class about this and teach you how to use all of these softwares. There will be a video of this class, in case you're just listening. There will be a video of this show by tomorrow on our site under Radio and Direction for Truth. These are two more people in Congress, that have Alzheimer's, or at least the beginning of Alzheimer's. Let me see if I can make this a little bigger. This is Harry Reid. And see this telltale arch? That means all over inflammation. And he also has the schizophrenic Alzheimer's gene. And this one is Mitch McConnell. He has the same bioacoustic markers for Alzheimer's. Now, the big one that we were asked about was Pelosi, because we mentioned on a class that we saw the same kind of Alzheimer's in Nancy Pelosi that we saw in Reagan. And some of the things that Nancy Pelosi says, now remember, she's a former Speaker of the House, and she's the one that said, well, you have to sign Obamacare to see what's in it. She also said unemployment creates jobs. I mean, some of the things that she has said has just been strange. One of the things that Pelosi reported to Larry King was that gas prices at a dollar something during the Bush administration are now three times higher at $2.56, hardly a multiple of three. I mean, she just comes out with these weird. Here's another one she said. Why would Pelosi make a public announcement that unemployment creates jobs or the non-passage of the Obama stimulus package would cause a loss of 500 million jobs in the United States when there's only 300 million of it? So we found the same kind of zinc copper problem in Nancy Pelosi, and she is far advanced from McConnell and Reid. But look at it. We've got some major players in the political field showing Alzheimer's, showing the tendency to move toward Alzheimer's. There are 6 million people identified with Alzheimer's. It could be stopped. We have done it before. So go to our downloads, go to our bonus software, and there is the gray matter of Alzheimer's that you can download. And there's videos that you can watch to see how to use this software. This software is free, people. If you've got people in your family, please download this. See what's going on. Download the textbook. So those are my announcements. Dirty Harry, someone says. Madeline says that. Anti-vaccine parents to stop receiving child care. Yes, absolutely. They can't have child care either. The government's not going to pay for anything if they don't get their kids shot up. And there is enough evidence now to show that some children are susceptible to problems with vaccines. And when we offered our pre-vaccination software to the government, and to Bill Gates, they said, we don't want to hear from you kooks. No, don't write to us ever again. Get lost. So they, in my mind, my opinion, they don't care what kids are damaged. I had two damaged grandchildren. that's enough to make me see the light. They're not damaged anymore. Bioacoustics fixed them. No mother, no parent should have to go through that when there's such a fix. Your brain is math, which leads me into where we are going with frequency. Do you have anything to add before I go into what we're going to talk about this evening?
No.
Too much for you?
I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out.
But we have all of this frequencies in our brain that can be seen as emotion, can be seen as biochemicals, can be seen as genes being turned off and on, and it comes from the energy body. But people can't explain to you what the energy body is. Where does it come from, Richard? What feeds it?
I just lost my connection for about 15 seconds. I'm back now. Sorry.
I said, where does our energy body come from?
I think it comes from, you know, the auric field in. But it's actually coming from our brain. Our brain is like an amazing thing. It's like the world's still the world's most powerful supercomputer, in spite of what they try and replicate so far.
And your brain speaks math. It speaks frequency. Frequency can be translated to math. But where does the beginning spark of life come from? I often, when I teach a big room of doctors, I say, those of you without an energy body, would you please leave? And in order to get up and leave, they'd have to expend energy. So this is just a trick for them to try to show them that there is an energy body. We just can't prove it. People have been trying to look at the energy body for eons through auras, through laying on of hands healing and feeling it. You know, people say, well, auras are very esoteric, and Jesus and a lot of the very highly esteemed religious leaders have an aura. Aura means light in Hebrew. And you can take auric pictures. Here's my aura. We're not sure what that is. We don't know if that's under somebody's arm. But we really think it's somebody's nose. And I'm being snotted out. My aura is actually a shade of violet, and it's yellow by my birth, which is the exact opposite. And then the white is sort of the combination of the violet and the yellow together. And there's some blue there saying service. But as we look at this idea of aura, the crown chakra being the node of B and down to the base root chakra being red, and we look at the same thing as an aura, when we look at your voice expresses your aura, your energy body. Think about when you die, Richard. Are you going to take your body with you?
I hope not.
It rots away.
Yeah.
You're going to take your jewelry, your money, your car, your cooking utensils?
Well, if I could, no. I'm taking nothing. I'm just exiting back into the quagmire of consciousness.
But when you come back, when people say they've talked to you in spirit, they always say that you self-contain your spirit, your thoughts, your personality, your frequencies of all that you are. When you die, they don't dissipate. They just change into another form. So what should we keep in total integrity? Our energy body. And how do you keep your energy body in perfect harmony? How do you keep it authentic? By being truthful, grateful, open, unconditional, peaceful, something like that Rhodiola did for me today. That was a great way to look at it. So when we look at your voice, and this is the Nano Voice that is free for those of you just listening for the first time, and we have a lot of new people on here. As we look at this, that Nano Voice, little voice, and over 100,000 people have downloaded that little Nano Voice in the past 10 years or so that we've had it up. And we have advanced ones that we're going to show this evening so people can really see what their energy body is without all the oughts and shoulds. So you look at the crown, and for left brain people, that's the note of B, and then the third eye is the A sharp, and right on down the body. We're looking at all of the colors that the notes represent. But here is where people get confused. They think that the aura, the chakras, are the energy body that creates energy. Actually, it's an energy center, like a shopping center, in the back door, out the front. So if you look at the body with the crown chakra as the node of B, and you are a left brain person, fine, well, and good. But if you are a right-brained person, it's the exact opposite at the crown chakra. If we could exchange eyeballs, Richard, maybe my yellow is your violet. People have pointed to a color and said to you, that's yellow. How do we know we're seeing the same frequencies? We don't. And when you look at someone from a left brain perspective, and you try to give them colors, and it's not quite right, then try switching over to the right brain to see what's going on with them. You can tell by these colors that we have put in the Nano Voice what organ is, what's happening in the body. This energy body that is very angular with men, and very soft and kind of flowing with women. One day, and I taught parapsychology at the university for 10 years here, or a little more than that. And we were talking about auras and energy bodies one day, and I said to this one girl, "You have a crutch in your aura." Well, I didn't say it to her. I said it to her friend. I said, "She's got a crutch in her aura," and I didn't know if she's going to fall down and break her leg or what was really going on. I didn't want to predispose her to an accident. And the friend laughed and said, "Her boyfriend broke his leg. She's been helping him to class all day long." So this energy can be read by the colors. But more than that, it can be read by the notes of your voice. The frequencies of your voice give away who you are, what you're thinking about, what's stressful, and that's what this little Nano Voice is about. We have another program called Leading the Way, and it tells you how you think in the universe. But it goes a step further. There is a sound coming out of your ear, and it's called an otoacoustic emission. And for some reason, humans have forgotten how to listen to that sound. That sound is perfect for you at every moment. It is the balancer. It is the sound made by your brain in its attempt to make you perfect harmonically and by frequency. Yes, the aura can change. Absolutely, it can change. We all have an aura. The aura is the emanations of frequency and heat coming from the body. Only if you ascend can you take your body with you. Didn't know that. I would say you can only take your auric body with you. Maybe if space alien gets you, you can take your body. Maybe a different dimension. And I think there's other dimensions right here that people move into once they find protection or perfection. But think about this sound coming from your ears. You don't need a thing that I have. You don't need a thing your neighbor has. You don't need all the garbage that the people around you are giving you, all the flack, and your boss. You don't need all those oughts and shoulds. A struggle to find your soul self, your center, is what a lot of people are looking for. And we've had a lot of people on the shows, how to find your perfect self, how to get rid of the garbage, how to not let the IRS get to you, how to be balanced and pure. Now think of Richard being a number 10, and I made up that number. So anything that will take him to zero, which is perfection electrically, and you have an electric body. Your brain is your central processing unit, and you have all this neural network, all the nerves, and the brain sends frequencies to and from through your recurrent laryngeal nerve to keep everything in perfection. And I sit here in front of a computer, and I am totally unbalancing myself. And I eat GMO foods, and I'm totally unbalancing myself. And I let somebody say, well, you're too fat. I can't stand to be in the same room with you. You're too fat. I'm letting that person's opinion of me unbalance me. So here's Richard, and let's say he is a plus 10. And if we give Richard a minus 9, and I'm not talking about minus as good and bad, maybe Richard wants to be a bank robber. And he's a 10, and he can't rob banks because the society said that's not good and they'll put him in jail. But what if we gave him a fantasy, and Richard, you can go rob a bank? And that robbing a bank's energy, its emotion, was a minus 10. So you take his plus 10 and a minus 10, and he gets closer to zero because he's now just a plus 1. And so Richard feels wonderful about robbing the bank. Now, if it's riding horses, if it's being gay, if it's being a thief, if it's being a liar, whatever. Whatever your charge is, if it can take you closer to your perfection, to your zero, you will then spontaneously combust and you won't be here in this universe anymore. The fact that you are here in a corporeal body, means that you have something to learn. You have not come to your perfection. And when you take something like rhodiola to make you feel good for the day, or marijuana, or whatever it is, and it takes you closer to your zero, and you want to repeat it, and society says, no, that's a very bad thing. You can't have that. That's when we get all stirred up, all unbalanced. Man-made electricity is one of the worst things I think has ever happened to people's aura. That's why we love getting out in the dirt and the woods, because it's all perfection there. The trees don't judge us. The birds don't judge us. It's a free place to be who we are. The universe has frequencies. And when we look at those frequencies, we can see what's going on for the day. When we look at something called the keynote, and there's two keynotes. One is a very short one, and I do that one. It's all about digestion this week. It's all about cysteine. The frequencies that represent cysteine in the way that God made cysteine by a combination of amino acids is in stress this week because there are frequencies coming to the earth, and those frequencies cause the tides to be in stress, and low tide and high tide, and sunspots, that comes into it, and the movements of the planets. So we looked at all of those frequencies coming into your body from these celestial movements, and they are influencing all of your cells your cells is this microcosm of all of the universal movement. James Jędrzejczyk out of UCLA, he's now in Poland, he proved that cells make sounds and cells put out frequencies. James Oshman came along and said, this is the way your body works. A cell puts out a sound, maybe a plus 10 like Richard, and it's looking for a minus 10 to be perfect. But maybe it just gets a minus 9. It just gets part of what it needs. So it can't be perfect anymore. That's what we've done with bioacoustics. We have put into mathematical form the language that your brain speaks. We put into mathematical form everything that's coming into your body. Man-made electricity, GMOs, toxins, traumas, food, which ends up being allergies. And we have created a math matrix. People with similar problems or issues or diseases or traumas or whatever, they have similar, if not identical, vocal profiles. And that's what we've proven. And we can take your vocal profile and we can say, ah, look at that. That person is like the people who have arthritis. And so we begin looking at your chart, and sure enough, there's the COX-2 gene and there's glucosamine, and we know that you're heading for arthritis. And we can say, you know, acetic acid vinegar might head this off. You want to try it? So you don't get arthritis. We head it off at the pass. And you look at all the muscles in stress. You look at the biochemicals every day. And we have a computer program for this, too, that will go in and check how you're doing based on what the universe is coming to you. Now, that's in one of our professional classes. But every day, we also look at a long list. This is a really short list. Richard, I hear you moving around. Did you want to say something? Evidently not. So here is a long list. Click here. This is the multi-page format, and nobody but a bioacoustic practitioner would want to read all of the extremely long, detailed information. So we look at what muscles are in stress this week, and what does that mean? And this is written by an attorney, Robert O'Leary, and he's very thorough. He gives you lots of resources where all of this is coming out. So if you have a knee problem, maybe it's not your knee. This would be an elbow this week. Maybe it's not your elbow. Maybe it's the frequencies coming toward you, and you wait a few days, and it's not there anymore, and you don't have to worry about it. It's just you being in tune with the universe. This is bioacoustics. This is what bioacoustics is about. And we're becoming more and more familiar with this, even from ancient literature. They've now come out with a lot of clocks. This is a clock about what is activated at certain times of the day. Your small intestines are activated between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And how about 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.? That's your liver. If you get up or wake up or have to pee or whatever between those hours, it's probably your liver recalculating itself, healing itself, and it's waking you up to say, let's get rid of the junk. And if you wake up between 3 and 5, it's probably the lungs. Okay, somebody wants the link for this. I will put it in the chat. A book just came out alleging association the Bush family with dope ink. Boy, I don't know what that's about. I'm just reading from the chat here. Yes, Madeline, cellular communication. This is how our body communicates. And those of you who are out there who are sensitive to electricity, it's because your electrolytes can't talk to each other. Think of a cell, and on the outside of the cell is all the minerals. And some of them are negatively charged, and some of them are positively charged. So along comes a thought as an electrical impulse, And we don't know where that beginning is. Maybe that's God. But the thought hits this cell, knocks off some positive transporter signal thing onto the next cell. In less than a blink of lightning, and that's the way the cells communicate. This otoacoustic emission in your ears is easily trained for you to listen to and allow it to put you in a state of theta healing. Theta is when you're getting rid of all the prejudice, all of the oughts and shoulds. There is an article on our site, and it's called If You Can Moan, You Can Tone. So let's go back to our site and go to first page, homepage. I believe we should show you where to get this because people can't remember. So down at the bottom, we'll put in Google search, moan, that term, and say, Google, search this website. And it comes up with articles, and it's If You Can Moan, You Can Tone. And it teaches you how to become very quiet and listen to the sound in your ears. You can program yourself when you are in this state. Now, new mothers can easily go into this state because they're listening to their babies. Every move, every time the baby turns over, they sleep halfway in and out. Men in battle learn to be in this zone of theta where you can program. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am prosperous. I am attracting people who want to help me with my business. There you program positive programs. I listen to only what is good for me. So how can you go into this state if you're not a new mother, if you're not in a combat zone? Well, you can say to your friend, I'm going to take a nap between 3 and 5. I will bet you $50 that I can get to the phone on the first ring if you will call me sometime between 3 and 5 and you put the phone across the room. $50 is a lot. So you're going to listen kind of half in and half out. And there you find that zone that is your theta zone, that is your programmable zone, that programs your energy body. You can also use this article. We teach you to cup your hands, put your hands over your ears, and start doing sounds very low to very high. And I'll back off the mic so you don't have to hear it. That's where my ears start to ring. And that's what you want to listen to, that ringing of your ears. And there is a little Korg, a machine, K-O-R-G. Somebody look it up on Amazon and put the link in. That you can see what you're singing. That's a flat G sharp. When your ears start to ring, shut up and listen to the ringing. You can do it by being in water. Sound travels 90 times faster in water. So listen to what's happening in the water and then listening to somebody in the other room. You have an ear focus just like you have an eye focus. And your ears will start to ring. Listen to the ringing. That's what puts you in theta. And you know you're there because the very first thing that happens is you'll take a big, big cleansing breath. And if you are sleeping or you're laying down, you'll probably go to sleep. A great way to go to sleep. But if you can stay in that zone, you can ask questions. You're stuck, you can find an answer. I use this a lot to go into a theta state and tap in to what somebody else is doing. And it gives me a great advantage in that I can talk to their higher self, sometimes I can almost hear the language they're using. It's a connection with everybody that you've ever touched, ever talked to, because it allows you to talk to their higher self. And here it comes. Privacy is an illusion. People really know. They're just too polite to confront you. So using this technique, it's great for business. It's great for being in touch and the person is away from you. You know, to love somebody, they don't have to be with you. They don't even have to be alive. You can still love their essence, their energy that's just hanging around the universe most of the time. In order for them to love you, to actively love you, then they have to be around. But for right now, you can love whomever you choose openly. And when you really see their motivation, you can see where they're coming from. And it's not malicious. Sometimes it's protective and seems malicious. Sometimes they're just fragile, and they need you to be fragile too. So looking at where they're coming from, rise above who they are and where they are, and look down and see what their motives are. Would you please say something about tinnitus? Tinnitus is the same sound all the time. It never goes away. The sound that I'm talking about is a sound that comes and goes, and you really have to actively listen to it. If you have tinnitus, we can test it. It's usually actin, potassium, or myosin 7. And there are ways to get rid of the tinnitus. It takes months to renew those nerve cells, and we'll look at your vocal print. We do have a software to look at hearing. We have over 100 softwares, and we invite people to do benefits in their community with the software to expose everybody to it. So if you have a group with tinnitus or PTSD or allergies, we'll come and help you do that, or we'll provide software for your community. Awesome thing, Amazon invited us to put our software up on their site, the free stuff. Now, we're going to do the pay stuff too, but they wanted the free stuff. Somebody at Amazon found out what we were doing and wanted us to provide that to the universe. Children will love who they darn well please. Oh, I love that, Marcy. You care about people from the frequencies they provide to you. Stalkers want the energy of the person they're stalking. If my energy is a 10 and somebody else's energy is a minus 9 for some reason, they will be attracted to me because my energy takes them closer to 0. I may not want to be in the same room with them because their energy takes me away from perfection. Look at this idea of energy. Energy that is perfect is neither positive nor negative. It's balanced. It's perfect, and you spontaneously combust. And I know people who have done this. I don't want to do anything that feels bad to me. Because if it feels bad, it's bringing negative energy to my body. And we talked about death and dying. I think your energy body is the only thing you take with you, and it's the thing that we must keep most holy. W-H-O-L, holy, meaning that it's integral, it's in one piece, it's whole. But H-O-L, whole, willing to be filled up, willing to allow the perfect things to be for you, to add or subtract from your energy body, from your electrical body. If you let somebody else do this for you, and they will cross their hands in front of you and say, "Let this be so indeed." And I've seen Ramtha do this. "So be it indeed." and they use Indeed as one word. They are saying, I'm doing this for you. I am over you. I am protecting you. I am your boss. I am your leader. I dictate. How about, so be it by the deeds that you do. So be it in deed. And the deeds that you do that bring you to perfection make you feel good and energize you. I am so incredibly energized by doing research on bioacoustics. I can be sitting there and the sun comes up and I'm still high on the energy of discovery. I have put myself in a position where I don't often get to do what I want to do. I have to go do taxes and do payroll and teach classes that are so incredibly redundant to me. I've been doing them for 30 years. So I try to find something new with each class and bring new information and new life and new energy, because these classes have a life of their own. They have an energy of their own. Your relationships have an energy of their own, and only you are going to make the difference. My relationship is going to be perfect. Perfect in every way that it can be. Now, I'm going to go back to what I define as a perfect relationship. And this is in one of my papers called The Love Challenge. If you really love somebody, if you really care for them, you will tell them everything there is to know about making decisions about your relationship. You won't lie about how much something costs or where you spent your time or how much sleep you got. You will tell them who you are, who is your genuine, your authentic self. You want to be the best you can be, and you want somebody to love and be with the real person. Now, if you're lying to somebody, if you're trying to manipulate them, if you tell them, oh, the dress only cost $20 when it was $50, because you don't want them to judge you, if you tell them, oh, this is what our bargain was, and you know that that's not what the bargain was, you are poisoning yourself. Poisoning yourself by not being authentic, by saying things that are untrue. In that case, when you are doing that, you don't love the other person. You don't care about their perfection. You care about them loving you. Yes, some people lie about the dresses they buy or the cost of clothes. Some husbands are very persnickety about that, George. And so women lie, and they lie about what they got on a bargain. And people in relationships who lie about little things to keep people in tune with them is all based on a lie. And it's not about true love. It's not about a loving, true, genuine relationship. It's about a manipulative relationship to keep people loving you. We have a couple of programs that you can see who your real self is. You can use this little nano voice, and you can see where the chakras need support. And I'm just going to talk while I'm doing this and see where all of this is going. We also have a compatibility compass process for the public to see where you really want to go with it. You can tell this is spiritual emotionality. And that's what I'm feeling. If I feel your spirit, your energy body, and we're compatible, and we don't have to work on balancing us or each other, then we can help balance the universe. But only if we have our own foundation of who we truly are. And in this case, it looks like emotional spirit. See what the numbers look like. Emotional spirit, even from a childlike naivete, that I want this perfection for everybody. I think there would be chaos, but I think eventually we would be that perfect planet, that perfect humanity that everyone is looking for, where there's unconditional love and openness and support for each other. But when there's lies, when there's untruth, when there's manipulation, that can't ever be possible. So if we look at invoice, and I could just put this in here real quick and see what it says. Sherry online, and just call it that. It's going to need a number because there's a lot of those. So 27. And I put this in here, and I'll be able to look at a printout, an unusual sense of time, not having all the information needed. This stresses you. Yes, it does. Spiritual law and what's right is more important than man's law. Absolutely. Protecting people's feelings are very important to you. Should be our. Your ability to help others through emotional turmoil is admirable. Your sense of self-power is combined with a strong sense of justice. Absolutely. You want to know who you are really? Go talk to this little program. Don't lie to it. It'll know. It'll spit out some things about you not being truthful. But without all the oughts and shoulds, who do you really want to be? What do you really want in your life? I am faithful. I'm trying to open another computer program here. I am grumpy. Well, grumpy's going to find you. I am tactless. The situation's going to happen. So whatever you want for you, tell this program. It doesn't record any of your words. It only records the sounds of your voice. So this is leading the way. Let's see what it says when I talk about, I want so much for people to be able to be their real selves. I want so much to be able to stand in someone's face and say, you are lying to me, but I'm such a coward in doing that. I don't want to upset people. So what am I looking at here? Look at the emotion and the green of let's do something. Let's make a plan. Let's make a plan and get all of this to the universe. We have the ability to control. No, I'm not going to say control. We have the ability to really know what our emotions are. We can strip away the oughts and shoulds and tell this little program the truth of who you really are, what you want to be, how to clean up your energy. If I go to the grocery store and steal steak because I want to have a steak dinner, ask this little program what that's going to do to your energy, and only support the things that support your perfect energy, which kind of a balance all the way across. I have too much emotional justice, that's C-sharp, and I have too much emotional spirit here. So if I say, Sherry, leading the way, and this is a program that you can purchase from us. It'll be on Amazon soon. And it tells you how you exist in the universe. But it will tell you, it will only tell you the truth if you tell it the truth. So here is my leading the way. And usually it's the last part of this that's most active for the day. You have more ideas than you have time to pursue. Absolutely. I've got a list a mile long of the softwares that I want to create for people so they can have dominion over their health and they can see who they are and they can get away from all of this electricity and bad food and things that junks them up, things that muck them up, that doesn't allow their energy to be perfect. You can easily manipulate others and often do so if need be. Woo! That's a mouthful. How do I do that? I'm going to have to think about that one. You prefer to learn from your own mistakes. Yes, yes, yes. You are adept at using physical mnemonics to organize and process information. Absolutely. This tells you how you exist in the universe. And you go to a psychic, and a psychic doesn't tell you anything you don't know. They just confirm things. And then you think it's obvious, and then you start to live it because they brought it to the surface. They brought it to your consciousness. You can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Get that. If you can moan, you can tone. Try practicing that. Hope you tell me what it's doing. Go to nanovoice.org. Download the charts to see what each of these notes mean. Use that Korg to identify the sound that's coming out of your ears. Find who you are. Let the computer help you if there are things in your way. And the fact that you are still on the planet in body form means that you are not perfected. I don't want to insult anybody, but we could all be a better being, all be a better you. Absolutely, and me included. I cannot believe it is 7 o'clock. When you look at downloads,
what? That was amazing.
There is your nano voice. There's other bonus softwares. There'll be more coming. We want everybody to be able to have this software. There's a plan to get everything that is public up online and everything that is professional up online. So all of this will be easier for any of you to do. And you can be in a room by yourself and you can tell this computer program the truth. And you can see how the lies cause you unbalance. And unbalance causes stress and causes disease. This is such a phenomenal, underrated program. Richard always has good things to say about these nano-based programs.
I think the nano voice, the basic, you can go to, for those people listening over at Blog Talk Radio, you can also find nano voice at nanovoice.org and its flyer and its little, booklet that teaches you how to use it. And it's free. There's no strings attached. It's just free. Sherry's out of her mind. It's free. And I think it's just, if you did nothing else but just recorded your vocal print into Nano Voice every day and printed out the report, it would give you something to think about. I'm just saying.
And remember that every time you aren't your genuine self, you begin to poison your body energy, and who you are, and that begins to manifest. And that hurts us all. Because if you're who you need to be, then the next person doesn't have to balance you, and we all save time. So thank you for being here.
Wow. That was great. Thank you. I have no closing thoughts. Watching you go down the rabbit hole is always great. I know we'll see you on Sunday, everybody. We're interviewing somebody, but right now I can't pull up the name, but I know we're doing something. So everybody have a great rest of the week. Thank you, Sherry. That was a great, that was really good. Thank you. And I'll close out. I know people over at WebEx are going to probably wanting to be copy chat. So I'm going to end the show over at Blog Talk Radio, but the WebEx feed will continue. So everybody have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday.